Hello and welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl O, and oh boy, it's been a while. You know, I guess I'll start with being polite. You know, hey y'all, how's it going? Happy New Year's, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, all the things. How have y'all been? I know your girl's been under a rock, you guys. And let's just say I'm glad to be resurfacing. I'm glad to be back. So on this week's episode, I would like to lift every voice and podcast. Yes, I'm going to put an asterisk there. But I'm not talking about the podcast bros. We're not here for that. I'm talking about lifting every voice that is your voice and just speaking and standing tall and strong on all things that matter to you. So let's get into a bit of a backstory so y'all can understand where I'm coming from. So for some time, your girl has been truly under a rock, like not being funny, like just chilling in darkness, not really know what's going on. Things have been up in the air, but I'm not looking up there. Because, you know, once you take a look, you got to address the things. So here I am. I'm ready, you guys. but in all seriousness, I have been dealing with analysis paralysis. And shout out to my aunt for even bringing that term to me because it's a real thing. So although I've done 19 episodes of Words Make Sentences, I found myself in a rut, which was the oddest thing because I had a flow going. I was good. I have episodes on episodes written down. Your girl is not lacking content, but we were kind of confused about the confidence. Ooh, poetry night, open mic night. Let me stop. So it was a bit hazy for, as you can see, some time. And something that I'm getting over is the cycle of analysis paralysis. You know, just writing out things constantly, trying to figure out, okay, is this even good? Is this going to get listens? Are people going to care about this? And I love my listeners, old and new and soon to come. Now, with that caveat, I also have to remember that I'm doing this for me. You know, I'm doing this because this is an outlet that I see fit for myself to just get it off my chest, whatever it may be, or get it out my head, because that's where most of the words are hidden anyway. You know, the ones that I'm trying to find to make the sentences. Duh, why we're here. So, you know, I just want to take the time to really lean back into my talent and lean back into my niche, and also to encourage other people to do so as well. Like, you have these gifts for a reason, and it's not for you to hope and trust that other people see it, but it's for you to believe it yourself. It's for you to know and own it, and to embrace it and to appreciate it. Because sometimes you have a gift, or you have a niche, or you have your thing, your shtick, your spiel. And you're like, oh yeah, this is cool, I could do this. But then you see someone else who could do something, or other people doing other things. You're like, well, I wish I could do that. What? You haven't even really tried your own thing. Like, you haven't really given it a real shot. So this is me giving myself the credit, recrediting myself, I should say, for the talents that I have. I'm going to call it the gift of gab, because I really just be talking, y'all, and I really be trying to find the words to make the sentences every single time. This is not a facade. This is really my life. So I want to relift my voice and podcast. And I hope other people find the inspiration to lift their voice and fill in the blank, whatever it may be. Lift every voice in paint. Lift every voice in draw. Lift every voice in design. Lift every voice in write. Lift every voice in read. Whatever it may be. Lift yourself up. Show up for yourself. Okay, I'm gonna stop yelling at y'all now. In all seriousness, I'm here just to reaffirm that you deserve the space to share what really matters to you and to take a stance on what matters to you and really talk about it. Something that I'm trying to do for myself is find an additional outlet. So granted, love podcasting. Y'all, I'm coming back. I'm not putting this down again. That was crazy. It was necessary though, but that was a wild amount of time. I'ma just keep it a buck 50. We not doing that again. But I want to find additional creative outlets because I know that I'm capable. So something that's a really cool random fun fact about me, when I was an undergrad, I was a part of a modeling organization, Beyond the Runway. Woo-woo. Your girl could walk now. I got a strut. But there was a time where the show was ready, the models were ready, the DJ fell through. And it wasn't looking too hot, y'all. It wasn't looking sexy. So I took the stance on pulling myself out of the fashion show and DJing. Now, I didn't have a controller. I didn't have a setup. All I had was an AV system in the school's rec center. So I was DJing from two iPods, literally. Cueing the music, fading it in, fading it out with the volume, like going back and forth. Yes, I said two iPod classics to be exact, and I have the both of them till this day. And I am to some degree musically inclined. Like your girl got it. Like I could really throw a party and like do a thing or five if I needed to. So that's something I'm actually looking forward to starting. Becoming my own DJ and then probably debuting myself to the world at some point in time. And I'm telling y'all this because being multifaceted isn't only limited to the arts. You know, you can be a great singer and also a great writer. You can be a phenomenal mathematician and also a phenomenal photographer. Like you can do so many things if you allow yourself to lean into it and not give yourself a rhyme or reason to fall back away from it. So with all that being said, I may be podcasting and DJing one time. We don't know. Actually, I do know that's probably not going to happen because copyright infringement, and I'm not trying to go to jail because I'm trying to show y'all my mad skills. But I'm going to tell y'all if I ever do a show where y'all could find me, where y'all could see me, I'll even post a video or something on my platform. So look out, your girl's coming. But I wouldn't be able to explore that avenue if I would have stayed in the loop of analysis paralysis. And even now, I will say I'm going through the music, you know. I'm creating my playlist. I'm creating my crates. I'm putting everything together, you know, shuffling through, cleaning out the clean versus explicit music, looking at the genres, all that stuff. And I'm nervous. Some of it is a bit intimidating too. And before I can even think, oh my gosh, what is my stage name going to be? I gotta do the nitty gritty stuff first. I gotta set myself up. I gotta practice. I have to, you know, bring my friends and family into rooms and be like, hey, y'all, okay, I just want to put on a show for y'all. Just a little private setting, real VIP sitch, you know. But if I would have stayed in this rut, in this loop, I wouldn't have even been able to talk to my parents about this and really be set up for success, because support starts from in the house. And in the house doesn't only mean family. It also means like your close friends too, your adopted family as well, the family that you gain along the way. So everyone's really rooting for me with this. So I'm about to lift every voice and DJ as well. I don't have a DJ name right now. We're working on it. I'm not going to tell y'all a lie, because I don't even have a rough draft of what that could even look like right now. But your girl is coming to be announced. But I'm sharing this with you to show you that you can do anything that you put your mind towards. That sounds very cliche. It sounds easier said than done. But baby steps are still steps. So allow yourself to take those steps. Allow yourself to do the research. Allow yourself to look into it. You know, reach out to people. Ask the right questions. Mingle. Rub elbows. Go outside. If you're still scared of outside, put a mask on. If you're still really scared about masks, put two on. It's okay. You know, you got to take care of yourself during these very trying times. But don't let yourself get lost or let your dreams fade because of I don't knows or everything's up in the air. Because again, like I said, even though everything's up in the air, you got to address them. It's either you address them by taking your time and picking them out the air, or they just going to fall on you. And then you're going to be upset because something hit you in your head and it didn't even have to hurt, because all you had to do was take it out the sky yourself. I'm preaching. I'm talking to somebody right now. It could be myself. And if it is myself, kudos. Kudos. But if it's somebody else, shout out to you. And shout out to everything you want to do. And whatever you choose to do, be proud of it and stand strong in it. Now, let me give some asterisks. Make sure it's ethical. Make sure you're not doing anything that's embarrassing out here, or you could take a swing at things, but make sure you're not hurting nobody in the process. You know, keep it cute, keep it copacetic. I only condone positive violence. Really, I should say chaotic good. Because ain't nobody trying to be big and bad out here. Because I can do bad all by myself. That's not why we're here. That's not the point. Let me just reel it back in. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself while enduring these journeys, while venturing into these avenues. Because it can get overwhelming. I'm not going to say that DJing is easy. It's really not. There's so much multitasking that goes into it. And it's not just a matter of having good music or setting up a good lineup. No, there's like real skill. There's mad skills that goes into this. Am I prepared? Not right now. But I am capable, and that's what matters. I could do it. So I'm going to. Just be honest with yourself. Make sure that you're reading your own room. Like, for those times where it does get overwhelming, don't step away from it, but just take a step back. Just a step. Not two steps, not five steps, not a year step. Yes, I shaded myself. That's okay. I'm working on it. But don't just drop it off because, oh, this is hard. I don't know what this is going to be like. I don't know if I'm going to get far. What if the people aren't feeling me? If the people aren't feeling me, that means I just need to regroup. That just means I need to reconstruct what I'm already constructing, you know? And take your time. Definitely be patient with yourself through this. It's new for you. Or if it's something that you're coming back to, it's something that you just need to refresh. You need to re-up on. Prime example, me talking to y'all. I haven't done this in five ever. I've really missed y'all. I miss being in this space. I miss how refreshing it is. I can literally hear myself smiling while I talk, and it's great. It's wonderful. And I'm not making this episode about me, but I'm definitely making it for me because I know it's been a while. And I'm still definitely taking suggestions on things to talk about. This episode really started about a year ago, and I know it's been on hold for so long, but the message itself has never actually changed. I'm here to uplift y'all. I'm here to uplift myself. I'm here to uplift not only the past selves, but also your future selves and your current selves. So shout out to me for spinning the block on myself, because I didn't have to, but I'm glad I did. I've been waiting too long. One of the biggest things that you could also keep in mind is giving yourself grace. Grace should be your home girl. Grace should be your ace boon coon. Like, always keep grace on you. Always keep grace in your front pocket and never leave it in the dirty laundry to wash, because you're going to need it. Every day is not going to be easy. Every day you're not going to want to get up and do it. And sometimes even the small things feel like the biggest task. And that's okay. Do the small things. That's how you get to the medium-sized things. That's how you get to the bigger things. And once you conquer the medium-sized things, those then turn into the small things. And the big things turn into the medium-sized things. So then everything turns into second nature. It's like you never missed a beat to begin with. But again, for those days where it's like, oh, this is a drag and a half. That's all right. It's cool, you know. I had a year like that. And there were days between this time that y'all haven't heard from me that I've tried to pick up my mic. I've tried to record voice journals just to get myself back in the mix of it. But that rut was just eating me alive. It was just keeping me in that cycle. And I never tried to tell myself, you know what, just hit the record button. Just do it. Just do the intro. I couldn't get past it. And now that I'm on the other side of it, I understand why I was in that space. I understand what it takes to get out of that space. But now I also understand what it means to keep myself from getting back in that space. It's going to take work, but even more work, it's going to take a lot of grace. This isn't easy. And sometimes it's not supposed to be. As crazy as that sounds, to some extent, even if something comes natural to you, it's still something that you have to put work towards, because The challenge is always the greater gift in it, because that's how you grow. That's how you develop your craft. That's how you get to buff out the rough parts. You get to really polish it up and make it your own. And ironically enough, like, I am definitely now going way, way off topic here. And I'm okay with that. I feel like this is what myself and someone else may need. You may need some reassurance to lift up your voice. Lift every voice that's in you. Lift up the negative ones too. And here's why. Sometimes your negative voices are just scared and they're misunderstood. Sometimes your negative voices are other people's voices. And when you identify those, you get to pick and choose whose voice it is, and you get to redefine that voice. You get to re-record over that voice. That voice doesn't have to stay. And if you do want it to stay, that means there's still a little bit of fear lingering in there. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just can't stay too long. Because at some point in time, that's going to eat you alive. And it's going to eat at your dreams and eat at your talents and eat at your niche. And it just further delays the process. We need you. Whoever you are, lift every voice and do you, boo-boo, do you. Again, make it ethical. Make it copacetic. Choose chaotic good. I don't need y'all just out here all willy-nilly talking about lift every voice. No. I wasn't telling y'all to be crazy out here. Keep it cute. But make sure you're doing it for yourself above any and all things. Also, remember your why. Now, that's something I personally suffer with and I'm still suffering with. I remember my why for why I started Words Make Sentences. Because half the time I can't find the words to make sentences, but I be having great ideas and great thought processes, y'all. I really do. But I just need y'all to give me time to piece the words together, because they're going to show up eventually in due time. But when they do show up, it be clicking and the math be mathing. I promise you, it may look like PEMDAS in the beginning, but when it really boils down to it, it's just real simple algebra. Just add. And sometimes you may have to subtract. But as long as you're adding and building to yourself, you're good. So again, don't forget your why. And if you did forget your why, that's okay. Come up with a new one. Reinvent yourself. Why not? Brands rebrand all the time. Look at HBO Max. It's Max now. Who's Max? HBO. But we knew that. Why? Because they took a minute to rebrand. I hate to say this, but look at Twitter. Now, we all still call Twitter Twitter because his daddy named him Twitter, so we gonna call him Twitter. But who is Twitter now? X. And I guess we all solving for X because we all still on Twitter. So it's okay to revisit your why or to reintroduce a new why. But while you're saying why, also remember, why not? Remember the why not. Go for it. Shoot your shot. You miss every shot you don't take. You miss every hug you don't give. Rehug your gift. Hug your talent. Hug your niche. Hug your spiel. Hug yourself. Just give yourself a hug. Just take a minute. But just remember why you kicked this off. Remember what you wanted to do with it. Remember where you wanted it to go to begin with. And just figure out how you're going to get it there. It's going to take time. But time is a construct created by man. At least the one on the clock. Because you have the time. I am now a dignified woman in my 30s. I still have time. So I'm going to do justice with that. So I will continue to lift every voice in podcast. I'm back, y'all. I'm glad to be back. I've missed y'all immensely. So thanks for stopping by at another episode of Words Make Sentences. And remember, the attitude is always gratitude. Bye, y'all.